We have a child. He's 6 years old now. Been with us 2 years, and we call him the Abraham child. He came to be through creation, through allowing, and he's pretty joyous and pretty special. I'm at a point now where we believe that he can have what he wants and what he desires, but when he asks me for things like, can I have a toy? Can I have that candy bar? Can I have this? Can I have that? There's a struggle between me of saying, yes, here's the money, go get what you want. You can have what you want. I mean, it's not harmful what he's asking for. It's just that I'm trying not to, I don't know what I'm trying to do. But it's very difficult to just openly give. And yet, in my Abraham teachings, I think he should be able to have what he wants. If we have the means to give to him anything he wants, and it's not harmful, I'm torn between, why can't he have it? But then I go, but wait a minute now, can you just openly give like that to a child?
Well, it sounds like we're on the brink of uncovering another flawed premise. Spare the rod, spoil the child.
Yeah.
You've been beating him up a lot lately? In other words...
If you asked him, he'd say yes.
We realize that this is a premise that you got from us. In other words, you've heard us say on endless occasions that when you do for someone else, it's like saying, I do for you this thing you cannot do. And so that's the contradiction that you're feeling within yourself. You want to be an avenue for inspiration, but you don't want to be the only vortex through which his well-being flows. But if he is asking from a place of pure expectation, and you have an impulse of wanting to offer, then you are just a compliant component of the universe. In other words, you and your means have been drawn into his vibrational escrow, and you are one of the cooperative components in helping him to achieve whatever it is that he is wanting. So we would say to you, the only thing that you want to be aware of is if you are giving from your desire to give, not from your responsibility to give, it can never get out of whack. In other words, if he asks from his place of pure wanting and pure expectation, you can hardly deny it. But if he gets out of whack and is wanting because it will fill a void for him and he's feeling needy, so to you it feels off, then it's off.
Or he sometimes is asking from a place of thinking, I'm not going to give. So he's not aligned in his asking there either.
Precisely. And you don't want to upset his apple cart by showing him a flawed premise. In other words, if he's in this place where he doesn't expect you to give it, and you override your guidance and his guidance and give up the goods, you are presenting to him a flawed premise, and that's what's bugging you.
Yeah, it's difficult.
So what you want to constantly say to yourself, to him, to anyone, is when you're tuned in, you are undeniable. And I and all other components of the universe have to yield to you. But when you're not tuned in, when you're begging, when you're pleading, when you're needing, when you're asking from a place of not being lined up with it, then it doesn't happen as easily. Here's what you basically want to convey, whether he's old enough to hear it through your verbal description or not, but this is the premise that you want to convey through the clarity of your example. This is you. It's my intention to be so in tune with my source that anything that matches that brings us all to that same vicinity and it unfolds. But I do not want to be someone who tries to compensate for your misalignment. So your alignment is what I always strive for. Your alignment is your greatest gift to you, your greatest gift to me. My alignment is my greatest gift to me, my greatest gift to you. And that's what I'm wanting to demonstrate. And then you can do it in a way that he will come to understand when you just ask the simple question, what is it you want and why do you want it? And as he defines, he wants it because he doesn't have it, then you want to playfully laugh and say, well, that's a screwy reason. When you want something because you don't have it, then I'm inspired to add to the not having it part instead of the having it part. But when you want something because it'll be fun, then I'm inspired to be in on that. In other words, that's sort great. Of what yeah, you want to show him. And he's already begun to pick that up, but because you're not utterly consistent, he's confused.
You're right. Yeah, I felt like I was in the way of his creation somehow.
Well, you could say to him, you know, if you'd leave me out of your equation, you could probably create way bigger.
Well, that's what I thought. He could just have it.
Because
why am I in there?
Because it's fun. Why is he in your life?
Because it's fun.
In other words, you were all in each other's vibrational escrows, and law of attraction brought you all together, and law of attraction's bringing all that other stuff together too, and it's fun. You see, but there is a premise that is flawed that goes like, I don't want to spoil him, and I don't want to give him the feeling that he just has to ask for it, and I'll give it to him. And we say, why not? Well, because I might be there, and my love for him, I might always give it to him, but when he gets out in the real world, he'll be ill-prepared for the real world. And we say, he won't be ill-prepared for the world that law of attraction sets up with him if you don't give it to him if he's not in alignment. If he's not in alignment, and if you're not in alignment, you can't give it to him. And so that's not preparing him falsely for the way law of attraction will treat him. Make a nucleus right there in your home that mimics law of attraction as you know it to be, and you will prepare yourself and your child for anything that the world can throw at him, you see. It's the parent that distorts the laws of the universe with these false premises that leaves their children ill-prepared when they get out into the world. Alignment is the big factor, and everything else is really not secondary. It's way, 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 way down the list. And there are so many people who are, that's this false premise business that we were talking about, who are making decisions about what's right and wrong, and they're disregarding alignment when alignment is everything. We know. You're right when you say, and because many parents say it, that it is difficult because you're trying to lay out the ground rules for your children. You want them to thrive, and you don't want them to play in the street, and you don't want them to eat ground glass, and you don't want them to play with perverts in the park. In other words, there are all kinds of things that you feel guarded against. And we just want to say to you that when you teach them alignment through the offering of your own alignment, and you let that be the cornerstone of your relationship with them, now you've given them something that they can always, always count on. So the perfect answer when he asks for something that doesn't feel good to you is, you know, I don't know why, but this feels really off to me, and there's one thing that I've always promised myself, especially when it regards you. If it doesn't feel good, I'm not going to do it until I can bring it into alignment. So if I can make this sound like a good idea to me, which means I'm in alignment with the whole of me, then we'll proceed. But until then, don't ask me to do something that feels so off to me. That's the example that you want to give to your children. I never take action when I'm out of alignment. I never take action when something feels off. I never take action when something feels off. And it doesn't have anything to do with how much you want it. I never take action when something feels off. And oh, wouldn't you just love your little one in the playground or anywhere, someone trying to talk him into doing something, and they say, I never do anything when something feels off. I just don't do things. Oh, come and steal candy in this store with me. I do it all the time, and it's really fun. I never do anything when it feels off. Oh, come on. Come on. We won't get caught. It's all right. It's only breaking a little rule. No one will know. I never do anything when it feels off. Well, why not? You chicken? Well, it's feeling even more off now. You feel off to me. I don't think I want to play with you. You feel off to me. You feel off to me. I don't play with people who feel off. And I don't do things that feel off. I'm addicted to alignment. I learned it from my dad. Have you ever had anybody say, I bet you're not going to do that? And you think, you better believe I'm not going to do it. I can't buck your current. I can't buck your negative expectation. Have you ever had anybody try to prod you into something from their place of not expecting? Now, we're exaggerating this way out of proportion, but we just want you to realize that you got to get over there where your dream for this child is, And you don't even have to stay there. You just have to know the laws of the universe, and you do, and get rid of those flawed premises, and just remember that you can never consistently motivate anybody to anything. Oh, they'll do it if you're bigger and stronger, and if you'll make the consequences, you can even break a horse, and a horse is big. Yeah. But you never end up with a joyous beast, ever. But when you see the best of them and you go over where your version of the best of them is and you align with that and offer one signal, now you are part of the inspiration, you see. Haven't you ever had that experience yourself when someone sees you and loves you and expects the best of you? Don't you shine in ways you never shined before? And don't you find it really hard to shine when somebody doesn't feel that way about you? We want everybody else to be irrelevant to you. And we would say that to everyone. We would like everybody to release the peanut gallery, which includes their parents, and deal with their own vibrational gap. But you are a deliberate creator who wants more than life itself to get a handle on this and to pass it on to
absolutely,
this child.
Absolutely.
And what a lucky boy this is. And we mean lucky in the sense of the word that you understand. It has nothing to do with luck. But what a fortunate person he is to have come into an environment where his parents are actually trying to learn how to play by the rules of the universe that are consistent rather than flawed. Yes, indeed.
I think you've already given me this, but as I was sitting there, I said, if I could speak to God, which as you said, I am, three morsels, the three big 1, 2, 3 of child raising.
He's perfect as he is and becoming more. He didn't come here to satisfy my intentions. It's my job to work what he does around in my mind so that I feel good. It's not his responsibility to please me. That was 4, but...
Thank you.